Hello and welcome back to the show. If you're new here, I'm Sheen, your host, and this is part of our Building Wealth for Women series brought to you by Pepperstone. And today, my guest is Maria, who you might know more popularly by Mary's Way. She has built an incredible brand for herself online where she talks about digital assets and demystifying financial freedom. After living in 6 different countries and working in the water sports industry, which we will learn more about now, she made a very bold pivot into crypto and she's turned her learnings into building wealth, and now she's teaching others how to do it. So I'm very excited today to learn a lot more about crypto and also to learn a bit about why Dubai might be the hub for financial growth. Hello, Maria.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome to be here.
Thank you. And we're super excited because I'm hoping you're going to teach me a lot about crypto today.
Yeah, I hope so too.
So tell us, Maria, introduce your life to us a little bit. You told me that you have a lot of interesting things that happened to you before life in crypto. So what was life like before?
Yeah, so I would like to start from saying that after graduating my high school and during my studies, I had completely no idea what I want to do in my life. Zero, nothing. And I think it's really important to say it and point it out because many people are in the same situation. Mm-hmm. From the early age, everyone is keep asking you, so whom you want to be when you grow up, right? And some kids, they know the answer for this question, but there are many, many people in the age of 20, 30 who have no idea. And by the way, I mean, that's okay. You will figure it out. You have plenty of time to figure it out. And in some point, it will work out for you. Mm-hmm. So in this very beginning of my adult life, the only thing I knew is that I want adventures. I want to explore. I want to challenge myself, explore many different things to find out what I like, mm-hmm. what I don't, and then maybe this will help me to choose the path. So I was traveling all over, living in different countries and taking very strange jobs. And to give you the context,
yeah,
my first job was on a fish market in Norway. And then I was living in Egypt doing yacht cruises. And then I was living in Austria working on a glacier, like a few thousand meters above the sea level. And the first day at work there, the biggest avalanche in Austria happened over the last few years.
Oh my God.
So yeah, that was the point. And back then, my mother was not the biggest fan of me. But it was life, you know, full of uncertainty, very unpredictable, fast pace. Everything was new every day. And I guess it shaped me in a way that I became really good at crisis management, taking on new challenges, finding myself in uncomfortable situations. And I think it's really useful right now in the crypto industry where I work at.
But it's so interesting because you must be so adaptable, right? You can adapt to any situation at this point.
I'm scared almost of everything.
Still.
People who know me well, they know like, oh, I get so anxious and so scared. But I think I do things anyway. So the more I'm scared of something, I just take on the challenge. So all these ideas in my mind weren't coming from the confidence. Mm. They were coming from, you know, actually from fear.
Wow, I love that because I think it's the best advice you can give to anyone is do it scared anyway, because that's what's good for you. And that's exactly what you did.
Yeah, I think you'll regret more not doing it than, you know, feeling horrible while doing it.
Right. So for you, obviously, you went from doing all these crazy jobs around the world. Mm. What was the defining moment where you then pivoted to crypto?
COVID. Okay. I guess it was a breakthrough moment for many people. And given the fact that I was having this travel, digital nomad lifestyle, I wasn't really reflecting on my life. I was just living day by day. And then boom. Awards is closing and you have to come back to your parents' place because you have your own place because you are constantly on the travel.
Yep.
And then you start to reflect on your life and you realize, okay, I have no job. I have no source of income. I have no relationship. I have no flat. I have no skills. I have no foundation for the life I want to live in the future. And that was the breakthrough moment. And since that time, I started to reorganize my life, or even I would say starting from zero. And in the long run, change is always good. But short term, it's painful and it's horrible and you hate it. And there is a lot of self-doubt and uncertainty. Mm-hmm. It's bad. Now, when I look at it back then, it was good, right? Mm-hmm. I'm here in the end today. Yeah. So it worked out. But back then, these 2 years were very difficult for me. And I would say I almost completely changed my life.
Yeah, I mean, COVID was definitely life. You know, that's when I started the podcast as well. It was COVID when I think we finally took a minute to reassess what we're doing. Where are we putting our energy and time in? But why crypto?
Well, back then I was searching for the industry where I could grow, I could develop my skills and have some career. So I was searching and I met my partner, my fiancé. He was working back then at crypto already and he introduced me to the whole concept. Mm-hmm. And once I, you know, find out how it works, I just stick to it. So it was a good place, good time. I was searching, found him, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And in terms of, you know, you said that you're someone who's anxious, who's scared of new things. When you heard of crypto the first time, were you scared of it? Were you intrigued or were you excited about it?
Definitely intrigued. You can realize that I was searching for alternative, you know, paths to achieve some goal.
Yes.
And crypto was definitely resonating with it. Just the issue was that I had no idea how to get started. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can watch some YouTube videos, but would you trust yourself enough to do it on your own just after watching some YouTube videos? I wouldn't. I wanted someone to hold my hand and show it to me step by step because I was just scared that I'll make some mistake and lose all the money. So yeah, definitely intrigued, but had no idea how to get started.
So then how did you get started?
Yeah, thanks to him. He showed to me.
Okay, so you had someone to show you.
Yes, and I would say at this moment, I want to point out something because I think it's really popular for women in crypto that there is a boyfriend or a husband who introduced them to a concept. And then when you say this story to people, they're like, you know, pat at your back and, oh, so you're in crypto because of your boyfriend. And I'm like, yes, you know, but he's like a hot, well-known businessman, good looking instead of a geek, thanks to me. So, you know, in this power couple, in this power couples, both sides benefit. It's not just the guy holding your hand and introducing you to a whole career concept. I think it's a win-win for both sides.
Of course. And also you have to learn at some point. Someone has to teach you.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter who it is, because then from then on, it's you who took that learning into building something with it.
Definitely. So
that's a good one. But at the time, what do you think was your biggest misconception when it comes to crypto?
That I'll never get it. That is too complicated for me. I'll never get it. That you need a huge background in finance, a lot of tech skills to be able, you know, to benefit from the market, I would say.
And that's not true, you don't think?
That's
so.
Not true. That's not true. It's way easier than everyone thinks it is. Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of women have that idea. Mm. Even I do. Mm. I think when I think of crypto, I'm like, oh, it's something that I don't understand.
And I think I know the reason. Let's, you know, reflect for a moment on the image of crypto investor, trader, right? Promoted by media and by our industry. You'd probably see a man in his 30s, right, in front of multiple screens and charts. So it gives you these vibes that it's something very difficult, made for men, complex, you need to be a guy in finance, right? No one's actually picturing crypto with an image of a, you know, girl in her lifestyle outfit in a shopping mall buying crypto with a few clicks on her phone, right? And that's the image we should change, because buying crypto can be as simple as doing groceries. Just we don't present it this way.
Yeah, we do. We do think it's a lot more complicated than that. But also, you know, now that we're on that topic of the image of crypto, I feel like for me, and I think for the vast majority of people, when you think of people who are in crypto, you think of these, you know, young guys who are in their early 20s with luxury cars driving around Dubai. And it's just all of that flashy lifestyle. Is that true? Quick break for a word from today's sponsor. Are you looking to turn global trends into trading opportunities? Meet Pepperstone, where top-tier trading tech meets competitive pricing. Trade Forex, commodities, shares, and indices with ultra-low spreads starting from zero on a Razor account. Fast execution? Check. 24/5 support? Check. Plus, you can trade on MetaTrader, CTrader, TradingView, and more. And don't worry, they're fully regulated by top financial authorities worldwide. So why wait? Trade smarter with Pepperstone today. There's a link in my bio for you to check it out, and a huge shout out to Pepperstone for supporting Building Wealth for Women through this podcast. Thank you.
Yes and no. I think that's the typical image of Dubai crypto influencer.
Mm.
But, you know, there are dozens of crypto investors who don't look that way. My mom is like having, you know, some crypto. So
yeah.
I think it's accessible for everybody. This young generation is really like aware of tech, aware of decentralized, aware of all these aspects. So I think they picked it up quickly and they understand it's like a, you know, great way for them to make some money and don't go for a real job ever.
Which is the dream.
but it's accessible for everybody. I think when you get more into the industry, you talk to people, you meet them all over, you see that, you know, any shape and size, everyone can fit in.
Absolutely. And when you had just started with crypto, what were the first challenges that you faced?
Crypto is changing really fast. So every day you learn something new. I mean, it's you can benefit on it because when you're in such a fast-changing industry, you can't be an expert in everything and you grow together with the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So you benefit from the fact that you're early. But on the other hand, you have to be constantly updated with the news, what's happening out there. And it's a volatile market, right?
Yeah.
So it's up and down. And you need to get used to the fact that there is Sunday evening and there is like some tweet that's changing whole market. So that's the challenge. Plus, I think there is a big tech aspect. It's different when you're just an investor.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're working inside the industry, there's mm-hmm. a lot of tech. So you need to kind of understand it, grasp some basis. So mm-hmm. in order to operate, right?
Yeah. So what is the difference between being an investor and working in the industry? What kind of jobs are in the industry?
Oh, all kind of jobs, developers, market makers, all it's a huge industry. So every sector, marketing, PR, funds management, everything, right? Everything is in it. However, in all these positions, you need to have an understanding
of
the concept of cryptocurrency, blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
And this might be a challenge, right?
Mm-hmm.
For someone who is starting inside the industry.
Yeah. But don't you think that now at this point, we should be teaching young students at university or something a little bit about crypto so they understand digital currency?
Well, I would say step further. We should be teaching them about money, finance, and investments because the funny fact is that I've graduated economic university and I've never heard of it before at my university. No one was telling me about investments, about money, about finance. And just young people don't understand that they are all the time in a misconception that they have not enough money to start investments. So, of course, crypto could be one of the chapters from the whole, you know, investment sector that they should get to know about.
Mm-hmm.
But there is much more to it.
Yeah. And especially now, you know, when I think about it, I don't know if you saw in the news, but in January in the UK, a lot of banks couldn't give their customers money on payday.
Yeah.
They didn't have money. There was a glitch. And more, I feel like the banks are going to struggle with cash flow. So it is important for the next generation, especially to understand digital assets so that
definitely
a lot of them will move to crypto, I'm sure, because
yeah.
now people are getting paid in crypto for their jobs as well, right?
Yes, so. Yes, because it's way more efficient. It's faster, it's cheaper. If you get into crypto transactions, I mean, let's not get into it deeply, but you would understand how many benefits come out of it. You can send money across the globe in 10 minutes for a small fraction of the costs you would pay for bank transfer. And plus, you know, exchange rate fees. All the fees that are coming into one transfer, they're not existing anymore.
They're not there.
Right? So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty cool. But, okay, what has been, and have you made any mistake while being in crypto?
I played really safe. So I don't invest big amounts of money in high risk crypto assets. So what I lose, like you need to invest as much as you are able to lose, right?
Of course.
So I played really safe. So I never lost a big amount of money. However, there is a very popular saying that you never have enough of Bitcoin. And the US will be always regretting that you wasn't buying when the price was down. So I think that's one of my regrets when I got into crypto and I started getting some Bitcoin. I was convinced to the whole concept, but I wasn't, I would say, such a strong believer as I am right now. And yeah, you could always buy more, right?
You could always buy more. But I will ask you this. I think it's a bit late into the conversation now, but for the viewers, could you explain just the basics of crypto? Like, what is crypto? What is Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is digital gold. It's the most established cryptocurrency out there on the market, recognized by financial institutions, recently recognized by countries, creating Bitcoin strategic reserves. So they treat it as a national treasure. It's limited supply. So there would be only 21 million Bitcoin on the market, no more. And it's a peer-to-peer transaction without any intermediaries.
And Bitcoin is a type of cryptocurrency.
Bitcoin is, yes, it's a cryptocurrency. The all other cryptocurrencies are altcoins, so alternative coins, right? Ethereum, Solana, and so on. So yeah, Bitcoin is the king of crypto.
That's what I was going to ask you, because I keep hearing a lot of people starting new coins, right? And sometimes you have celebrities, you have influencers that come out with their own coins. What is your view on that?
There is no utility behind it. Bitcoin is a store of value. These kind of coins are not. And very often they have unlimited supply, which means that, you know, if they can print more and more, which devaluates the asset. So it's gamble, it's fun, it's everything not serious about crypto. But it's okay, you know, everything is for, you know, different types of people.
Of course.
There are people who want to gamble, right? So they can gamble with these kind of tokens.
Of course. Yeah, I'm always surprised to see all these coins. So,
however, if you're, you know, entering the crypto market and you want to treat it seriously, this definitely shouldn't be your first step.
So don't buy the Trump coin.
We can't say that. We are not making advices, just, you know, general statements.
Yeah, of course. Okay, but now going out a little bit of the crypto conversation, why did you move to Dubai when you moved? How long ago did you move?
We moved fall 2023. And yeah, it was not my decision. Actually, it's a funny story. My fiance picked up the destination. So since we were together in a relationship, I was constantly trying to convince him to move abroad. I was keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And one day he came back from a business trip and I made one more attempt. Obviously some drama, you know, going on. And then all of a sudden he's like, okay, so let's move to Dubai. And for real? And he's, and I was, okay. And that was the conversation. And a quarter later, we moved to Dubai.
Okay. And how did you find Dubai when you moved?
So I've never been to Dubai before moving here.
Oh, wow.
But let's keep in mind also that I was living in many different destinations. Yeah. So moving to another country is just, okay, it's not such a big milestone. It's just another step you take. Plus, in Europe, we have a lot of misconceptions about living in Arabic country and cultural differences. However, I was living in Egypt already, so I had, you know, I was sure it's not true, and I had totally different point of view on that. So I wasn't really scared. I was super excited about it. Jacob picked Dubai, I think, because he was here on several business trips, crypto conferences. So he knew this destination will be good for us in terms of career development in the crypto space, plus, you know, personal tax benefits. And the weather, of course, let's keep in mind that we are from Poland. So winter is pretty tough and you just want to escape cold.
Yeah.
Even if you go to the desert.
Yeah.
This is the price you pay.
No, I agree. And I think now that you mentioned it, I feel like Dubai has a very strong crypto presence. Even I've been to a crypto conference here once. I don't know why.
There are dozens of them.
Yeah, I just ended up there. But why do you think investors are so interested in Dubai as a hub, other than the tax benefits, of course?
Oh, Dubai has everything. You need to know that I love Dubai and I believe it's a place where your dreams can come true as long as you work hard for them. Of course, nothing is granted, but if you work hard, it's the city of possibilities. And from the crypto perspective, Dubai wants to be crypto capital of the world. It's hosting the biggest crypto conference in the world. It has a strong drive for innovation, for tech, all the regulatory clarity and the community aspect. Dubai crypto community is amazing. Everyone is very curious about the tech, engaging, ambitious, pushing you through. So experiencing this community and being a part of it, it's really amazing.
And is it quite an open community where it's easy for anyone to join?
Yes, yes. Oh. You just go for several events, you meet the same people, you just slowly start belonging to the circle and it's really nice. I think Dubai has also doesn't have that much competitive vibe. It's more like, okay, let's build this industry together.
Yeah.
Of course, it's, you know, depending on certain examples, but in general, I definitely feel like more support than competition.
Yeah, I agree. I think in Dubai, people do tend to be more collaborative.
Yeah.
And I think it's also because of the vibe that is in Dubai where you don't feel like there is limited supply of anything. So you feel like just because you get it doesn't mean I can't get it.
Yeah.
We both can get it.
Yeah.
So that's why people help each other.
Yeah, plus, you know, the whole city is under construction. I think when you move here and you're here for a while, you have this vibe, oh, let's build it together, right? The industry, the city, everything, new regulations.
Yeah, we're all a team at this point.
Yeah, so yeah.
That's good. So you've been here for a few years now. Do you see...
Less than two.
Less than two, yeah. Oh, less than two.
Yeah, like... September 2023, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And do you see Dubai as now home for a long time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for now, like, I don't see a better option.
Oh.
Plus, it's getting, you know, it's getting comfy here.
It's very easy to get used to the Dubai lifestyle. Everyone says, everyone comes with the idea of saying 2 years. And then once you've passed the 2 years, you're never leaving again.
Yeah,
you are close to the 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, maybe last year we were not so convinced about it, but the more we stay, the more we realize, okay, we're not going anywhere for now.
Nice. Okay. So now when we're talking about, it's really nice, you know, for me to hear you as a woman talking about crypto, because it's very rare to hear women talk about investing in crypto. Why do you think women don't invest in crypto that much?
Oh, as we mentioned before, it's all about this, maybe not it's all, but the big part is all this man image in front of charts.
Yep.
But besides this factor, I would say they think it's too complicated for them. They think it's requiring a lot of background in finance, in tech, and that they have not enough budget to start with.
Yeah.
I think that's the one of the most common misconceptions.
I hear that all the time, that I don't have enough money to start investing. What do you say to that?
Generational wealth is built over years, not in a matter of 1 or 2 years. So it's about investing even small amounts on a frequent basis. And it's a kind of snowball effect. So the faster you start, the more advantage you get. So in terms of investments, you should always divide your monthly budget for three parts. And these three parts don't have to be equal. So the first part is your monthly spendings, rent, transportation, food, you name it. Then the second part is savings, because you need to build a financial backup in terms in case something bad is happening. And then the third part is the money you want to invest every month. And you don't expect returns in weeks. You invest for a long run. Actually, right now in UAE, we have such an easy access to crypto because we can buy it in a few clicks for your bank app. You don't anymore need to set up an account on a crypto exchange and go through all the process. As long as you're a user of a bank that is into crypto, you can just do it like this without really thinking of it. That's what why I told you that buying crypto can be as easy as getting your groceries.
Yeah, it's true. Especially in Dubai, you can literally do it on your app for everything.
And keep in mind that, okay, right now you probably do your groceries in minutes and you don't think of it. But what was your first time when you was trying to get groceries, right? You're probably a kid, right? Your parents gave you a couple of bucks and they asked you to buy a couple of products. So that was like first time on your own with this responsibility. You had to pick the best products for the best price. You had to fit the amount you have in your hand. You need to check expiry dates. It was a lot of responsibility. And then 3 years from that moment, was it that difficult? No, you just do it like this. It's the same with crypto. The first time, you know, when I was buying Bitcoin, what do I do? What's next, right? And then 3 years later, you are just out somewhere with your friends. You get a pop-up notification. Bitcoin is going below 80K. You just buy it in a few clicks and no second thoughts. So it's the matter of practice.
I really like this. That example made it very easy to understand what you're saying. And I think we all forget that we were new at everything that we do now. And it's okay to not be as good or be as confident when you're new to something. And then you learn. You build the muscle. Exactly.
You just need to make the first step, right? And it's always painful.
Of course.
You were a kid, it was way easier, right? Back then, right now, you think twice before you start something new.
Yeah.
But it takes you a couple of tries and you get it.
And now that you know you've done it for a number of years and you now you have the muscle, you know how to do it. Now that you know everything that you know, if you were to go back and you had $100 to start, would you have done exactly the same thing you've done?
Just one time investment, $100?
Yeah.
So if it would be just one time investment, $100, I would invest in myself. Because as we were talking, in order to build wealth, you need to invest on a regular basis. And if you really don't have that budget, the first thing you should think of is, okay, so how to increase my monthly earnings in order to have a budget for investments. So invest this $100 in your knowledge and skills to go for online course or anything that will help you make more money per month. So then you can set aside some budget for investments.
That's very good advice. Yeah. And then what would you advise people who have a bit of extra money that they want to invest in? But where would you advise they start in terms of understanding what to do?
Exactly. That would be the first step, understanding what to do. So I know it's maybe not so sexy, but it would be really nice to get the basic knowledge and understanding before you get into some assets. I know it's way more excited to do it on a party with friends because someone is recommending you something.
Yeah.
Right. But the most conscious way and in the long run, start from educating yourself.
That's the best way to do it.
Unfortunately.
You have to do the hard work, unfortunately.
Like, the thing is, depends how far you want to get with this. I think crypto is also pretty accessible because it won't take you years of learning.
Right.
Right? If you want to just grasp the basics and go into most well-known assets, right? You don't want to be a day trader or, you know, any complicated structure. It's not so difficult and it won't take so much time to understand the very basic level of it.
And as you said, now with YouTube videos, with ChatGPT, you can literally get AI to teach you what you need to learn in terms of the basics. So it's not that hard.
Yeah. of course, you need to pick wise, because there are dozens of crypto influencers and YouTubers. So you need to do a bit of research to pick the person who can really like walk you through the very basic steps. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's totally accessible.
And what do you think, in your opinion, and what you've seen, are the most common mistakes that women do, especially when it comes to investing?
Let's start from saying that women are way more careful in investments than men. They don't tend to risk. They try to play it safe. Mm. However, when you look at women, I think the most common mistake is daily overspending, right? For clothes, for makeup, for beauty, accessories. We always live with the mindset that, okay, we have not enough money to start investing. But for some reason, we always have enough money for a new pair of shoes.
It's girl maths.
or some beauty service. So I think it's a lot about shifting your mindset into this direction.
Okay. So that's more in terms of how to have more money to invest, right?
Yes. We always think, oh, but I have no money to start with. Mm-hmm. Drinking your fourth matcha in a day, but you have not enough money to start with.
Okay, so it's prioritizing.
Spending. I'm not saying reject all the feminine pleasures.
Yeah,
you can be a bit more conscious about daily spending, and then suddenly you realize you have this budget to start.
Okay, and in terms of, are there any mistakes when it comes to the actual investing?
Maybe completely relying on your male partner. I mean, of course, it's nice if he can help you and navigate through all the way, but you also need to be aware of what's happening, right? If you want to make investments yourself, you need to understand what's going on, not like, okay, I'll transfer you this money and play with it, whatever, like however you like, right? So it's good to get help from the other side, but let's not depend on the other side.
Yeah. And that's why I think there's so much work to be done in terms of just educating women when it comes to their relationship with money, with mindset, and all of that. And
that's a great thing, relationship with money.
Right? Yeah. And I think we don't have a good one, probably because of the years of patriarchy that we've been through. But what inspired you to start your brand online about the teaching people about financial freedom?
Two things. First is Dubai, for sure. Like, you have here this environment that helps you grow. And when you surround yourself with the right people, and here there's a lot of ambitious people, successful people who are pushing every day. So this environment really motivates you to keep going. Of course, it's also an attractive destination to make content from.
Yeah.
plus, that was my issue in the very beginning, that I didn't know how to start, and that was my blocker. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, there is a lot of people telling you, oh, invest on this, invest on that, you know, top five altcoins performing this cycle, but not too many people is really touching the topic of basics, right? We understand why. However, I think it's needed. And the adoption, especially in UAE, is getting bigger and bigger. So many everyday people will be getting into crypto. So I can see they might be interested in this type of content, maybe not now yet, but in the next few years.
It will come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, I think Dubai really rewards you for your attempts and tries to grow a personal brand. I think it's a place for people who, you know, take their own life in their own hands and build it, right? They are not waiting for the opportunity. They are trying to create opportunity for themselves.
Yeah. And especially when you're doing something different and trying to do good for everyone else, because at the end of the day, you're just trying to share your learning with everyone else.
I believe Dubai appreciates that a lot.
Yeah, yeah, they really do. And in terms of, you're talking about the future anyway, what do you think is coming up for the future of digital finance?
I have to add a disclaimer that I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I have to add a disclaimer that I'm not qualified market analyst. So yeah. Everything that I will say is just my personal opinion mm-hmm. and hopes. But in 10 years from now, I mean, it would be outstanding to see Bitcoin for $1 million. That's a huge wish, but I believe all industry is having the same wish. That would be wow, right? And then for sure, multiple countries creating Bitcoin national reserves.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure, cryptocurrency way, way more present in our daily life, in our daily reality.
Mm.
As you said, salaries, payments, transactions, I think it will be way more natural than it's right now.
Okay, wow. That's very exciting. And
it's my wishes, right? It's not a prediction. It's my, you know.
Yeah, but it would be amazing if that happens. How cool would that be?
And how cool would that be to be in Dubai? Why it's happening? Because I think Dubai will be the first one adopting all these changes and leading on its way.
Of course.
To the mass adoption.
And in terms of money mindsets, you know, we touched on relationship with money and money mindsets. For you personally, what has been the biggest shift in your mindset you had to do when it comes to money?
To be able to understand that each and every small amount of money you invest right now will make a huge difference over years.
Mm.
As we were talking during university time and studying, no one was really explaining you the basics of investment and teaching you that it's really important to start as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the biggest mind shift,
mm-hmm.
that you need to understand that every small amount of money will be a huge difference for you later, you know, in 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah. I'm going to take you back a little bit now, because I know you mentioned how you've had a very different life before crypto and how this has clearly built your character that is now being helpful for you when it comes to crypto. But tell us a little bit more about those years of you living in six different countries.
I had something in my mindset that I really wanted to challenge myself and check how much I can handle. Because you can travel, right, abroad and get, you know, different jobs as a cleaning service, housekeeper, working in the restaurant, but I was always choosing pretty particular and not obvious jobs. I think I wanted a lot to challenge myself back then and see how much I can handle, if I will manage to, you know, take on the challenge and mm-hmm. achieve it, complete it. So yeah, that was my mindset back then.
And did I see that right somewhere that you did, what was it, like 150 days? Of kiteboarding?
Yeah, because when I went to kiteboarding industry, it was also one of the ideas. So after graduating my studies, I had totally no idea what I want to do. So I thought, okay, my father is having a shop with all the water sport accessories.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in this industry kind of since the age of 4 or 5. I was doing windsurfing. So I thought, okay, maybe I will try to, that's a funny story. Maybe I'll try to get into this industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to search for a job in a water sports, and then I got the job from a Swiss company
mm-hmm.
doing kiteboarding in Egypt, in Greece, and snow kite in Switzerland.
Wow.
And I wanted to go obviously to Greece, but they were like, okay, but you need to stay for a quarter in Egypt.
Okay.
Went to Egypt, had this job, quit it after, I would say, 2 months, and stay in Egypt for over a year. And I learned kitesurfing, and for a few years it became my life.
Mm.
Then I was traveling to other destinations, to Spain, to Brazil, just to be able to kite as much as possible.
Well, and do you still kite?
Well, last time I was kiting was June 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, after this time, I discovered some sickness related to, it's like a rheumatology issue.
Okay.
So I had to step back and fix it and start going for a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I feel much better. So I think I would try again, maybe in 6 months or something. But I had some small break. Mm. However, I think it was also a good time because I switched from a kiteboarding industry to crypto, and I all of a sudden became really fascinated about this world.
Mm-hmm.
So kiteboarding became for me kind of a hobby, not a passion, and my future way of living.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, I also stopped learning kiteboarding tricks and everything, and it became not so exciting as before. So yeah, I don't mind taking a break.
Mm, of course. Have you been to Kite Beach?
Yes, many times.
I'm sure you have.
But I haven't been kiting there yet, but I've been many times.
But it's such a nice place.
It's really nice.
Yeah, I love seeing the people doing it as well.
I think it's one of my favorite areas of the city, to be honest.
I agree. I think it's probably my favorite beach in Dubai. It's really nice. But have you been to Mauritius?
No, actually, maybe I will go in May.
Oh,
I don't want to disclose why, but maybe there will be some opportunity there waiting for me. So.
Oh, amazing. You know, I'm from Mauritius.
Really?
Yeah, I'm Mauritian.
Wow.
That's why I mentioned Mauritius.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going tomorrow.
Wow.
So, and we have a huge kiteboarding community as well.
Mauritius is like amazing because you have a combination of like of kiting on the waves and in flat areas. So everyone basically can find a niche in kiteboarding for himself and the right spot for practicing it.
Exactly. Yeah. So, wow, that's pretty cool. I hope you enjoy it. Let me know when you go if you need any recommendations. So I guess on a closing note, what is your leaving message to any woman who's listening to us today in terms of, you know, how to manage their finances and build financial freedom?
I would say start from your own approach to finance. And as you said, from your own relationship, be more conscious about your financial decisions, about your financial choices. Don't depend on a man. Have your own opinion on it. Start building your own wealth, your own generational wealth, and keep trying, keep learning, get into it. The worst thing can happen that you'll make a mistake and you'll learn from it and you won't make it another time. So just start it. Mm-hmm. Start it as soon as you can. The faster you start, the more advantage you get.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be terrified. Don't worry. Don't think it's too complicated for you. Don't think that in the years of studying to get into it, just take the step-by-step approach and start today.
Mm-hmm.
Start today.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned the crypto community in Dubai. Do you see a lot of women now coming out into that community?
Let's be honest. I would say 80% is men, but there is this 20%.
At least,
And I think actually it's an amazing way to get into this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Go for some crypto conference, go for some crypto event, meet passionate people talking about it. They are there with the booths. They would be happily introducing you to their brand, to their topic, to their solution that they built. So grasp this energy, all the information, and just let yourself to feel inspired by this whole environment of builders in this industry.
Yes, that's really good advice. And what's in the future for you now, Maria? What are you looking excited about?
My future is not so predictable as I'm working in this industry. But my biggest wish, I can say it loud here.
Yeah.
I think today, actually, I'm taking the first step to achieving this wish. My biggest wish is to become a well-known personal brand in Dubai in the crypto industry, but not this kind of influencer scam that is really popular not now, people hyping different coins and tokens and predicting prices. The one that is entering with crypto to the lifestyle, to lifestyle shows, to lifestyle brands, educating from the basics, slowly introducing to accepting crypto payments, and being this crypto lifestyle influencer here that is building community and introducing people to the whole concept.
I love that. That's a very exciting plan.
Today actually is my first, I would say, lifestyle show. Before, I was only in crypto-related radios, podcasts. So that's why I said like today is the first step of making this dream come true, because that's the first lifestyle show who approached me and ask about explaining crypto. So we are like, this change is coming.
I love that. And I'm glad we were the first step.
Yeah.
So thank you for being here, Maria.
Thank you.
I learned so much from you today. And I wish you the best in this new journey. And I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
Thank you so much for having me. It was like really a pleasure.